This is Ozarks at Large. I'm Antoinette Grajeda. Joining me now on the phone is Michael Tilley. He's the editor and publisher of the City Wire, which covers business, politics, culture, and much more for the KUAF listening area. Hello.
Well, hello, and I would ask how you are, but I know neither one of us are doing as well as Kyle Kellum, who gets to go follow the Razorbacks play baseball.
Yes, getting to call some baseball games for the Razorbacks in Berkeley this weekend. So hopefully
I knew there was a reason I didn't like that guy.
Well, maybe he'll bring the nice sunny California weather back with him. How about that?
Yeah, well, then I'll fall in love with him.
Okay, we can forgive him then.
Yeah.
Well, for now, I am in his place, as you guys usually talk on Fridays about what's happening throughout our listening area. And first thing I want to talk about are political filings. We had deadlines for that this week.
Yes, we did. And the surprise, at least it was a surprise for me, was how few on the legislative side, how few contested races there were. So of the 30 legislative districts that represent all or parts of the Fort Smith and Northwest Arkansas areas, only 12 will be contested. And of those 12, only 6 are going to be contested in the GOP primary. And of those 6, only 4 will see a Democratic-Republican matchup in November. The other 2 we'll see a Republican against a Libertarian. So, as I said in some recent analysis, you know that, this is, not for those who were hoping for a good, healthy slate of candidates under the belief that political competition improves, you know, the chances for better government. Well, better luck next cycle, because we're just not seeing it in this cycle, and it's just a surprisingly short list of candidates. And if you remember, Antoinette, we were told when Arkansas truly entered a two-party system with a strong Republican and a strong Democratic Party that we would see more political competition. And so far, that's just not been the case. It's lackluster. I mean, at least on the statewide races, there's some competition. But at these legislative races which if people would stop and think, these are the folks who truly control the purse strings and a lot of policy in Arkansas. It was just a very short list of candidates.
You said you were surprised. Do you have any thoughts as to why there were so few filings or why there was not more competition?
Well, one of the things, and this is not really my thought, it's something that I've heard from folks, from consultants from both parties, is that, number one, a lot of Democrats that are interested in filing didn't want to file because they were still afraid that right or wrong, President Obama still it carries a very negative label in Arkansas, and that negative transfers down to anyone who runs as a Democrat. I mean, we're seeing that with the campaign for governor. You know, the Hutchinson campaign is doing everything they can to tie Mike Ross to President Obama and Nancy Pelosi and Harry Reid. So what we heard is that some folks are just saying, a lot of Democrats said, look, I'm going to run, but just not this cycle. It's just too tough right now for a Democrat to win.
Well, we will just have to keep an eye on that and see how things turn out this year.
Right.
A story that you guys had up at thecitywire.com this week, an interesting one, was on consumer debt.
And what we're seeing, there are some relatively good news out there about the overall national economy. We're seeing the stock market hit some all-time highs in certain categories, although it can be argued that the stock market is really not a reflection of the health of the economy. But one of the things that's popped up, and it somewhat explains why retail sales have been down in the last couple of quarters. You know, we were quick to blame the really bad weather we've had nationwide, but consumer debt rose by $241 billion in the fourth quarter of last year, and that's the largest one-quarter increase since the fall of 2007. And so we're seeing the consumer take on more and more debt, and the result of that eventually will be that the consumer will spend less if they're not already spending less. So overall, consumer indebtedness rose to a little over $11.5 trillion as of the end of the year, which is up a little over 2.1% from the third quarter. So, it's tough. And we quoted an economist who said, it's really going to be those middle-class and lower-income consumers who end up having a tough time. They don't have as much flexibility. They don't have as much discretionary income. And so this debt really hits them, and especially if we see interest rates rise. So, and this has could have a clear impact on Walmart, and it may already have an impact on Walmart because they've talked about how strained the consumer is, which is one of the reasons their same store sales in the U.S. have been flat or negative. So it's something to watch, Antoinette. This consumer debt is certainly something to watch.
Well, as a retailer, what do you do to attract the consumer? Do you have more sales? Do you lower your prices?
That's it. That's the struggle. I mean, if you're a retailer and you're already struggling to get people in the door and make money, you know, how much deeper do you take your price cuts? So, you know, that's going to be the struggle to get them in the door, keep the prices low, especially as we're seeing, you know, fuel prices tick back up. I mean, I think they're up around $3.20, $3.30 a gallon again. And so that increases the cost of goods because it increases the cost of getting those to the market. So you hit the million-dollar question, Antoinette. How do the retailers respond? And some of them are responding by trying to push more e-commerce sales because that's a better margin. But I wish if I had the answer to that, I'd be sitting in some plush office in Bentonville right now.
Well, maybe that's something you should consider this week and see if you can't find the answer to
there
that million-dollar question.
Change my life over the weekend.
Absolutely. Why not? Looking forward a bit. When I think of summer, I think of water parks. And I know last year, Rogers here in Northwest Arkansas got a new water park. But today, Fort Smith is actually breaking ground on a water park of its own.
Yeah, this has been the troubled water park that's been on again, off again, on again, off again. We've seen Sebastian County government and Fort Smith City government really have trouble doing what both the City of Rogers and the City of Clarksville and Johnson County did with relative ease. But today they break ground on this almost $12 million water park, which is initially supposed to be $8 million, but we won't go into all the silliness around the different prices and the different amenities that eventually resulted. But the one thing that struck us as odd is any of your listeners to the show right now who are public relations folks or media folks would tell you that 5 or 5:30 on a Friday is the exact worst time of a week to schedule a media event. Well, that's exactly what their city and the county are doing today. 5:30 on a Friday, they're going to have a groundbreaking. And typically, when you push out news 5:30 on a Friday, it's because you've got caught doing something you shouldn't be doing, and you're trying to push it out so nobody will notice. But anyway, they are going to break ground today, and I'm sure there'll be some media folks there, but it's puzzling the public relations decision by these two local governments to have a groundbreaking at 5:30 on a Friday.
Maybe they just wanted to do something different and see what happens.
Well, if they wanted to do something different, they succeeded.
Well, we'll be looking forward to that, and it's supposed to open around Memorial Day weekend of 2015. So,
yes, ma'am, that's right.
Looking forward to that down there. And one more thing I want to ask about is some more numbers, because you guys are very good with your numbers. I want to talk about building permits being up in Fort Smith. That's a good thing.
Right. Well, it is a good thing. And quickly, I know you're running short on time, but,
great.
Building permits in Fort Smith, Van Buren, and Greenwood were up about 12%, well, up a little over 12% in the Fort Smith area in February. I know 1 month doesn't make a trend, but it's a nice beginning, and we're up for the year. So hopefully that will continue because, Fort Smith, you know, it doesn't have as dynamic economy as Northwest Arkansas, and hopefully construction up, that's hopefully a sign that people are, both individuals and businesses are more comfortable spending money, expanding their businesses or building new homes or renovating homes. So for the sake of the Fort Smith area economy, let's hope we continue to see some of these double-digit increases in building permit values.
Absolutely. Well, Michael, thank you, as always, for your updates from the River Valley. And good luck this weekend. Hope you enjoy it. And good luck with that million-dollar idea.
All right. Thanks, Antoinette.
Thank you. Michael Tilley is the editor and publisher of the CityWire, which covers business, politics, culture, and much more for the entire KUAF listening area.